If you go into a store in the next few days, you're going to see a lot of hearts and flowers and pink. Valentine's Day is coming, and so we in our society, in our country, celebrate this day as a day of remembering the importance and the power of love. And so that's what the society is telling us now, that love is what matters. As for all of you old people out there, all you need is love, right? That's what the Beatles told us. So this is the message that we're being given by our society, how important, how valuable love is. If you listen to a radio, how many of the songs are love songs? 80%? 90%? We're again and again given this message that love is what matters. When you look around, you don't see a whole lot of love. You see violence and strife and conflict in our cities. There's not a love there. You see competition and rivalry and greed in our businesses. There's not a lot of love there. And even in our families, there are resentments and grudges and bitterness that lingers. Not a lot of love there. St. Paul throws his two bits in. And he says, you know, I'm going to show you the greatest way. There are three things that last: faith, hope, and love. But love is the greatest. So we've got the Bible telling us that love is the most important thing. We've got society telling us that love is what matters. We've got our own hearts aching and yearning for love. But where is it? Is it so important, it is so hard to find? Where is the love? Maybe the question really is not about where, but about what. Perhaps what's going on is that we as a society really don't understand what love is, at least the way of the Bible understands love. We have a wrong conception about what it means to be a person of love. We have to go back to the story of Jesus at the Last Supper. Remember, Jesus gathered the disciples together and he bathed their feet and he said, now, I'm going to give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And greater love than this no one has but to lay down your life for those you care about. So maybe the mistake that we make when we think about love is that we imagine that it's something about that we have to take up. But Jesus said love is something we have to lay down. Love is not something that we have. Love is something that we give. So if we're going to really understand this thing, crazy little thing called love, we're going to have to learn to think about it the way that the Bible teaches us the meaning of love. Not something that we get, but something that we give. So for us, the real symbol of love is not hearts and flowers. The real symbol of love is the cross, where Jesus laid down his life for us. So nobody can stop you from loving if love means washing your feet, sacrificing for others, doing for them, caring about them. No one can stop you from doing that. And so that then gives us a new insight into the true meaning and the power of love. There's a famous story about a rabbi. In Judaism, Sabbath begins at dark. And so it's very important to know when dark begins. When is it night? Because that's when you celebrate the Sabbath, once the night comes. And so they went up to the wise rabbi and they said, "Rabbi, how will we know that it's night? Is it when we can't distinguish between a man or a woman walking down the street? Is that when it's night? Is it when you hold up two threads, one black and one white, and you can't tell the difference? Is that when it's night?" And the rabbi just shook his head and he said, "That's not it at all." He said, "It is night when you look in the face of another and you don't recognize there your brother and sister. If you can't see the face of God in another, it's always night." So love. Love is something that we want, something that we hope for, something that we desire. But we have to make sure that we're looking at love not as something that I get, but something that I give, not something that I take, but something that I make. And St. Paul tells us how to do it in the epistle today. He said, okay, you want to be a person of love? This is how you do it. You know, you're patient, kind, don't hold grudges, endure all things, hope all things. That's how you do it. But when I plug myself into that description, I'm brought up a little short. If I have to say, well, I am patient, I am kind, I do not brood over injuries, I do not get angry, I start to notice a gap between this description of love and my actions. I'm not making love the way the Bible talks about. And that, of course, is the call. That is the challenge. Can I be transformed into a person who really lives out the Bible's understanding of love? But we shouldn't be discouraged in hearing that. Because as our Old Testament lesson today, the prophet Jeremiah, we are told that from the very first moment of our existence, in the womb, God loved us. That when we were born, God claimed us in love. That's what Jeremiah was told, and that's what we all are told. That we are here so that God can love us. And that because God loves us, we are lovable. And because God loves us, we have been transformed. And we are people that can then share not how wonderful we are, but we can share the love God has filled us with. So I can be patient because God is patient with me. I can be kind because God has been kind to me. I can endure all things because God has put up with me. Jesus gives us the example of that in our gospel story today, where he's given a lot of grief, a lot of opposition from people that he knows and loves, his family, his friends, his homies. But Jesus is not resentful. He continues to love them. Why? Because immediately before this scene, if you remember, Jesus was baptized. And he heard that heavenly voice say to him, "You are my beloved. I'm well pleased with you." And so because he had that awareness of himself as the beloved of God, he was not put off not discouraged at the resistance and the opposition that he faced. He was able to continue to love. So that's our story. That's our story. In God's love, we are forgiven. With God's love, we can forgive others. In God's love, we are given consolation. With God's love, we can console our friends and family. In God's love, we have been touched with God's healing power. And with God's love, we can extend a hand of healing to another. In God's love, the sun shines on us with all of its beauty, and with God's love, we can share light and warmth to another. In God's love, we have received good news, and with God's love, we can share God's news, God's good news. In God's love, we have been made whole, and with God's love, we become one. Amen.